Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, access to Bantry's General Hospital's acute services unit has been restricted until at least next month, which has put pressure on GP care in the region. The South Southwest Hospital Group, which runs the hospital, has said the public needs to consider other care options until September. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Dr. Paul O'Sullivan, who's a local GP based at Bantry's Merino Medical Centre, and also by Michael Collins, Independent TD for Cork South West, and thank you both very much for joining us. Dr. O'Sullivan, I'll start with yourself and Bantry Hospital's acute medical assessment unit. It's been closed or had restricted access since last Monday. Why exactly has this happened, and did you have much notice of it happening?
Thank you for having me on. Yeah, no, we have had no notice whatsoever. Normally, Bantry Hospital should have five consultants, but historically, they've only had one. They've only had four. Over the years, a post has been lost due to retirement, and recently another consultant has retired. That left two consultants, one of which had to go off on sick. So we're unfortunately left with one consultant to run an acute hospital on his own, which has over 100 beds, which is clearly not safe. So they have had to discontinue admissions. Unfortunately, we are now basically stuck in a situation where we have a population which is at least 1.5 hours from CUH by road. It's about the same distance from Dublin to Dundalk. We've had no communication with the HLC whatsoever. We only found out about it by word of mouth from the patients or from staff, or when our admissions were being cancelled. Patients are being told to see GPs or their South Doc, GPs or South Doc, or to make their way to CUH. Unfortunately, this is completely unacceptable. GPs are being asked to shoulder the burden of primary care and secondary care, and we can't carry the hospital work on top of our own. You simply just can't flick a switch on a hospital and have no knock-on effects.
So can you talk me through the geography of the area a little bit, Paul, then? So if you can't send patients who are very, very sick to the acute medical assessment unit, and I'm assuming it's very, very sick patients that you would want to send there for urgent assessment, how long would it take them to get to the Bantry Medical Centre or Bantry Hospital versus CUH?
Well, we deal with a large geographical area in West Cork. Obviously, Cork is the biggest county in Ireland. West Cork itself would be larger than County Dublin and parts of Louth. We deal with patients who would be living, say, in Castletown Bear, which is an hour west of Bantry, and patients on the Mizzen and Sheepshead Peninsula would be similar distance. Now, can you imagine if you're living there and you're told it's an hour just to get to Bantry Hospital, and suddenly that hospital is taken away and it's at least 2.5 to 3 hours just to get to medical care in CUH. That's unacceptable. And that's we're dealing with very rural, elderly and isolated population, often with no transport of their own or very poor on very poor roads.
And how do they get there then if they've no transport? Is it possible to get ambulances to bring them if necessary?
We in the past we have had a good relationship with the ambulance service, but unfortunately we're starting to see this in the last few days that ambulances are being now taken off their rota to take patients to CUH. Now what this means is that ambulances are unable to remain on call for emergencies. Yesterday we had a patient who had what looked like acute appendicitis, and we were waiting for 3 hours for an ambulance to come to our surgery while we had a very sick patient who was in a lot of distress. That's completely unacceptable, and I don't think the HSE have followed through on this at all. They've decided that they can just flick a switch and they'll have no knock-on effects whatsoever. This is putting pressure on the ambulances, and I've had several friends who are in the ambulance servicing. They're understaffed and they don't have enough ambulances to cover the vast geographical area. And this then is putting pressure on them as well as ourselves.
We don't have a statement from the HSC to hand, but I do have a statement from Bantry General Hospital that was issued to the media yesterday, and they say that they wish to confirm that due to staffing challenges at the hospital, the medical assessment unit was bypassed on a number of occasions last week, with all presentations being taken to CUH. And as they arise, staff vacancies at the hospital have been advertised, and while the hospital has found it challenging to attract staff suitable qualified personnel, a number of job offers have been made, with additional consultants resourced secured due to commence in September 2021. So it looks like they may be getting consultants there in 2021. I might bring in Michael Collins, who's on the line as well, the independent TD in the area. And Michael, what's your reaction to this?
Yes, Sarah, there's a sense of sincere shock in South West Cork at this present time, and parts of South Kerry as well, who attend to Bantry General Hospital and have been lucky enough to be looked after by the excellent staff of Bantry General Hospital. It's an astonishing situation we find ourselves in, and this has been well flagged. It's been well flagged in the Taoiseach Micheál Martin around in negotiations for government. It's one of the most important things I put before him, that in 2018 we had consultants that were retiring in Bantry General Hospital, and from that day to now, doing consultants haven't been properly replaced. And we
the only problem is, Michael, and I can understand, as had been outlined by Paul there, it's very difficult situation for people in the area, but there is a national problem when it comes to consultants and shortages and problems recruiting them, isn't it? It's not just in Cork.
There'll always be an issue in a place like Bantry to take on a consultant, because obviously it's geographically further away from the main centres. But if there's an attractive package put before a consultant, I can assure you anyone would love to come to live in an area like West Cork. But obviously, the HSC has to put an attractive package, and they have to.
And what do you mean by an attractive package? Are you suggesting that consultants have to be paid more?
First of all, they will have to give serious consideration, because we can't be left in a situation where 90,000 people will be left without a hospital that can't admit patients. And that's the situation West Cork finds itself. Plus the 20,000-30,000 are visiting the area at the moment. And that's an unfortunate for the past 10 days. In spite of promises that this would never happen, it has happened. They will have to consider paying more. They will have to consider an attractive package of maybe a person moving their home. It's a big move for somebody, but it has happened before. And these positions have been filled before, and this can happen again if there's the right mindset to do so. But there's a mindset, I'm afraid, in relation to Bantry General Hospital, that they will want to close admissions permanently. And this is the first move in this direction, in my
Well, we have to leave it there for the moment, but thank you both very much for joining us. That's Michael Collins, independent TD for Cork South West, and also Dr. Paul O'Sullivan, a local GP who's based at Bantry's Merino Medical Centre.